Good morning, good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and back.
Attacking one of the mill morning shows
with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny, I have.
Kenny Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on a mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
I am not driving no minivan.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going nowhere.
Hey, it's The Drive. Dave, Katie, and Nate. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. You can text us at the all 44-1140. It is a bittersweet day for us here at The Drive because we have just one Uno for our bilingual listeners. Day left with our dear Katie Christensen. She will be gone tomorrow.
I will be gone tomorrow.
Gone till November, but really till Monday. But yeah, gone.
It's just a guy, like everyone else right now, there's a bunch of stuff going on with high school graduations, college graduations. My nephew.
Why do they even bother? Those kids are going nowhere.
You're going nowhere.
Nowhere, brother.
My nephew is, he's graduating from high school. And by the way, he's going to be coming down here to go to Sac Community College next year. So I will have someone to worry about all the time and stalk and make his life miserable and all kinds of things. So I'm looking forward to that.
Do you think that they're going to do that dopey thing that you guys do up there at MODOK High, where you butcher the national anthem by singing the very last verse?
Braves!
Yes.
I always do that. I'm sorry that in Weaverville you guys don't have something.
We have a little more respect for the flag.
Oh, is that
there,
what it is?
Miss Christensen.
Yeah.
Weaverville. All right.
As in, we are United States of America.
Yeah, I see.
See?
That.
What I would like to know, spotlight on the two of you, please. Last night, allegedly, there was a media softball game. Is that correct?
Well, team showed up and it wasn't ours.
You know what? This is my first time. I don't do losing very well. It's easier to lose when you're really bad, you know? Like, I'm really bad. Like, I can't get mad about losing when I contribute nothing. But I literally last night, I'm sitting there on my patio thinking after this, because this is what I do when I lose. I have to think about it for a while.
Just for a second, like, I want to point out that I'm glad she brought this up, because about midway through the game last night, she kind of stopped being like fun, bubbly Katie. And then like, as soon as it ended, she just bounced. Like, she walked ahead of everyone. Yeah. It's like, see you, Katie. She's like, bye.
Jay's,
like,
all right. Jay and we bounced out of there, didn't we,
and
Jay?
And I said, well, and I started thinking.
Oh, you're like, fast, quick, and
yeah,
hurry?
Like, yeah. those two were the first two gone. I was like, you know what? I get it. Like, Katie is probably extraordinarily competitive and just did not handle this very well. So anyway,
but it
proceed.
It made me think about the fact that I'm like, okay, we played the Sac B, who apparently are they to go and do a tour of the Sacramento Bee and see how many of those people actually work at the Sacramento Bee. I mean, what do you think the over-under is on that?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I have no idea. Yeah, I'm not even going to go there because they work for the Bee, so the deal is that we don't see their faces. They're the silent assassins behind the pens, so I can't, but probably
I know
all
plenty
of
people that work for the Bee, by the way. I saw none of them at that game.
I know. There was no...
like, how many employees do they have?
I didn't see a Matt Barrows out there.
No?
So you guys, I mean, just
we
to
got
be clear.
Our asses handed to us.
The Sacramento Bee?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the defending champs, from what I understand.
Oh, they are? Okay.
But I will say this.
And they're second
I will say
place,
this.
So.
Nathan Goodyear over here to my left is the reigning league MVP.
Meow.
He proved why last night.
Really?
Why?
A lazy fly ball.
Why? Because he showed up all high?
So, Nate is ridiculously good.
Hey.
His entire body today is covered in raspberries. Like, he went blood like the first play.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
All right, give me the picture, please. I'm most interested in this, even more than the outcome. Let's talk about Katie. So Katie showed up. I know Katie went out and like got an entire new softball wardrobe.
That's not
true. She looked adorable.
Did she?
Adorable.
Let me phrase it like this. Substitute me for Katie in the exact same outfit, equipment, and everything. Would you also say that I looked adorable? Is that what we'd be talking about right now?
You know what? I think minus the knee-high pink socks, you probably had a pretty similar wardrobe.
Knee-high pink socks?
Yeah.
I did. Hot pink.
Something to do with tan lines, I guess.
Yeah. I don't want like those ankle tan lines like, you know, people that golf and play outdoor sports.
She didn't want these awesome tan lines.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't want those. Plus,
she definitely was a professional.
Yeah.
Looking professional women's basketball player.
Yeah.
Well, I wore a pair of basketball shorts because I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't, it's 100 freaking degrees out
there.
What
time did you guys start playing?
6:30. It was awful.
Ooh.
Oh, it was terrible.
It cooled down fairly quickly, though, didn't it? At least where I was at Cal Expo.
I'm telling you.
Once the sun went down, but oh, man.
I don't know that I was built for outdoor sports. Really. Like, I'm like, it's very
it's
sweaty right now.
Oh, God, I don't
There's
like it.
There's dirt out here. I don't like the dirt.
One more built for the mines.
Where's the locker room? Where's the popcorn?
And we freaking got the dugout that was in direct sunlight. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we failed on a lot of fronts. I mean, check it out,
really
though.
Did.
Like, I got a little ding there.
Wow, you do have a raspberry.
I got a guy on my knee.
Dear Lord.
And then
His hip and his ass,
this is the best
too.
Part. Because now you get to see.
Oh, we hear the bell. We hear the bell.
Right. Look at that.
You see, you got that little guy.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Got a little buddy on my butt cheek there.
Wow.
So it's okay. I'm a little dinged up.
We're Nate.
I know. And so it's...
But he's really good.
Clumsy.
And then Jay came in and freaking...
Jay's a baller, dude.
Jay handled his business.
I mean, but we know Jay can play ball.
Yeah.
But he did.
Jay just came in and
started mashing.
Stroke is dialed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, I mean, Jay's got a baseball history.
I know.
Yeah, Jay's a ball player.
He had to play outfield with us. Unfortunately, he was sandwiched between me and Alva.
Did you get up to the plate?
I did. I got up twice.
And how did that work?
I think I got a hit the first one and they got me out. At first base, so that does not count as
a
hit.
You hit, yeah.
No, I mean, but like for someone that has never, you know, played, I made contact. Like
in my entire life, we played one time
in the celebrity game with the Wounded Warriors, which was great, and I did get on base in that game.
Got our asses kicked by the Wounded Warriors.
Yes,
horrifically.
That also makes you feel awesome.
No, really, like on the surface, you're like, well, most of these guys don't have, you know. Limbs,
right.
So yeah, you're probably gonna win, right?
No, I never thought that. This is a traveling team that goes around and just freaking destroys
people.
But
I was fine with it.
Yeah, and then the second time, I struck out.
Okay,
I got a foul and
then struck out again, and then swung and missed.
Whatever.
All right. Well,
so,
looking back,
I've been
to
the batting cages one time in my entire life. I was telling Nate this morning. You know what really throws me off? The slow pitch.
Yeah.
The slow pitch is hard for me. It's easier, 94, 98. It's true. I mean,
because we talked about this.
Yeah.
Like it's the different, like the basketball baseball thing.
Yeah.
You got to be reacting. Like we were talking about you playing infield earlier, first or third. Yeah, give me something to react to when you're sitting there thinking. That's
really great reflexes, but when you put me in the outfield and I have to like judge distances and stuff like that, I'm like, "Uh-uh." If it's coming at me, the big old hands, the reach, like I'm going to have a fairly good shot of like
I got your back.
Making a play.
We got you out there.
Dude, you got me. Literally, he's
about it.
Yeah, he did all the work out there in the outfield.
In retrospect, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Not really. It's okay to say that you didn't.
I mean, I did have fun.
I hope you did. I want you to keep coming out to do that.
I did have fun. No, I'm absolutely. I signed up for it. I'm one of those people that I signed up for it, and I'm not going to make excuses to get out of it.
Okay, see, that doesn't sound to me like you had fun. That sounds to me like you'll follow through on your commitment and make the best of it.
I had fun. Like, it's a really good group of people, But yeah, I'm sorry. We lost. It's hard for me to lose. Like, I will say this. I play in like a rec volleyball league too. And the team that I played on for a while, we were really bad. We got so much better. And we started like winning games and like being competitive. And losing at that is far worse because I'm actually very good at that. So it was a little bit easier to lose yesterday in the sense that I'm like, okay, Katie, don't get all upset because not only do you not contribute anything to this, but don't have high expectations. You don't play. You don't know what's going on here. Like, I don't know what any of these people are.
She's balling. Don't let her fool
you. I don't know. You sound a little similar. My wife plays softball all the time.
But she's good at it.
She's great at it. So but she'll come home and she'll be upset about the game. And she'll start talking about like what she missed in right field or she did at the plate. And then I'll say, well, how bad was it? How bad was the score? And she'll go, oh, no, we won by 5 runs. And with my wife.
See, I don't care about that.
It's more.
If we win, that's great.
It doesn't really matter what you do. You're more concerned with the win or loss rather than your performance.
Well, for the most part, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm like really horrible. But again, softball.
Yeah, get that man that can do both, right?
Softball's like a tough thing for me to judge and because I've never played before. So like volleyball, if we win and I'm really bad, I'm not upset.
I'll tell you what you do. Get on base, score runs, catch the ball when it comes to you.
Yeah, that's it.
That's how you judge if you did well or not.
That's what they said in Bull Durham.
So I did none of those things, so I played horribly.
There was a ball that you fielded?
No, there wasn't.
Really? I thought she fielded a ball.
Nate, since you're a media league veteran,
MVP, reigning MVP.
I told Juan this. I just said veteran. No, I know. It's all right. I wouldn't have accepted the stupid award if I knew that I was just going to catch crap about it all year.
What are you going to turn it down?
No,
that would be awesome. The MVP is my team. You bring your mom. You're the real MVP.
Mom. Yeah. My mom was proud.
I'm gonna play the role of listener, and I'm sure they're having the same question. Should it be more embarrassing on the surface that the Sacramento sports station lost to a bunch of nerds at the paper?
But it's everything.
No,
but on the surface,
our team
isn't it?
Is CBS. It's like it's the
it's not KHDK.
It's not KHDK.
So like Mix 96 was playing.
Yeah, there's like a bunch
of
people.
I don't know if we had any representation.
They probably show up and they're all easy.
I'll say this, though. We have some, on the KHDK side, we have some really good players.
Would you say the KHDK contingent was the best? If there was an intramural CBS league, we would be all the other CBSers.
You didn't even get it out. And the look on Jay's face was like
stop
duh.
Like, KNCI's got Nate Samuelson. They got a shortstop. Nate's good.
Nate's really good.
Nate can play.
And Nate could straddle. Nate's technically works for both stations. Mm-hmm.
That's true, huh?
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
We'll take him.
Okay, so
he's ours.
So the bottom line is what you guys are saying is that the other CBS stations are bringing us down.
Yeah.
It's like, thank God for us.
It's like
what
the inverse of the ratings. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Big show planned for you. Hey, it's game one, that is, of the NBA Finals. That's all happening tonight. Plus, the shark happened last night, too. We talked about that briefly. The Brea happened last night with the overtime and all that. We'll deal with all that when we get back as we stretch and yawn and do our calisthenics and get ready for the big show. It's Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. I was multitasking yesterday evening.
Smoking and using your phone.
Thank you. Prepping for that. I was going to say prepping for the Republic game, but whatever you want to call it. The Sharks lost in overtime 2-1. They go down 2-0. By my math, as I said earlier, they have to win 4-5 or to win the old Cup of Stanley. And from what I heard, and from what I gathered, my limited hockey knowledge, it was a shock that it even went to overtime. They basically got their asses beat for most of the entire
consensus.
Game.
Yeah.
The score does not indicate. No, not at all. So old Sharky Shark comes home Saturday and will take on the Penguins in game 3, trying to stem the bleeding. Now, because it's early in the show and because we have legitimately, I think, made a great effort to talk hockey over the last week or so, Yes, Nate in the back.
Can I like just throw in like a second of analysis real quick? Okay.
Throw in 10 seconds.
The common take from last night's game and the first two games seems to be that the speed we talked about
speed
with the Penguins.
Issue. Yeah,
the Sharks didn't face anything like that in the first two rounds, and that's why they were able to beat teams. Everyone that I've read that covers the Sharks closely has said this Penguins team is just, it's crazy how fast the game is going. Never seen anything like it.
In game one, just watching the first period, it was like the Penguins were playing at a completely different, like the old record player when you turn it up. It was so fast, you didn't know if the Sharks were nervous, if they just weren't ready. You see that before. Everyone was a little bit tight. Game two, though, it was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you hope that in game one, that second period, when the Sharks put two up, kind of shook them out of the whole thing. In the end, I mean, the Penguins held home serve, but much like what we were talking about, I don't know, rough comparison, but Raptors and Cavaliers, even though the Raptors came back and won, you never got the feeling like they were going to beat the Cavs. You get the same feeling with this, that unless the Sharks figure something out and make some crazy adjustment, this is going to be a pretty quick series.
And I would think that maybe speed is probably the toughest thing to combat in hockey. You know what I'm saying? Like basketball, like with speed and quickness, you try to combat it with physicality, right?
Right.
You try to just make, but I mean, hockey's already a pretty physical sport. Like how do you combat the quickness of the Penguins?
You're exactly right. You try to hit him in the mouth. I don't know what else you can do. Sidney Crosby actually hit Joe Thornton, or tried to yesterday, and got his block knocked off, which is great. You don't hit Joe Thornton in that beard.
Yeah.
Joe's a big boy, and you're Sidney Crosby, bro. Just score goals and do your thing.
I think you're just counting on your Zamboni driver to do whatever you got to do to the
whatever
ice.
You need.
I don't know what you do to ice to slow it down, but that's it.
That's like in baseball. When you're playing the faster team at home, you let the grass grow a little bit. Maybe old Zamboni driver, I don't know, put some weird speed bumps on. Can you do speed
some
bumps?
Some weird speed bumps?
Undulations, whatever.
Undulations.
So there is a...
Can you spell undulation for me?
U-N-D-U-L-A-T-I-O-N.
Bam. Come on.
No,
It reminded me of our little spelling bee we had the other day.
Since it's a quick segment, this is something I enjoyed doing on the old night show when I had really no interest in hockey at all. I think this is one of the best things in sports. Randy Moeller is a retired hockey player who did the color analysis, for the Florida Panthers for a while before becoming the play-by-play voice. The Dan Le Batard Show is in Miami, where the Panthers are located, and they got together. And what the listeners would do is they would call up when Randy Moeller would come on the show, and they would give Randy suggestions for things he could say pop culture-wise after a goal was scored. Now, Randy's rules are he will pick one. You won't know going in, but he'll grab one. He doesn't do it after every goal, and he doesn't do it when the Panthers are out of the game. So there are some rules here, but he has seamlessly weaved in, and I forget the guy's name, but I know the old Penguins announcer did the same thing for you hockey files out there. You can help me with his name.
Mike Lang?
Is it Mike?
It's a Sacramento product.
Thank you very much. I spaced on Mike Lang because I remember doing this before, and everyone was like, hey, Mike Lang. So Randy does these calls, and I just wanted to share a little bit. You'll kind of get the gist right here. Here's Randy Moeller calling the Florida Panthers games. He's a real goal call.
Okay, back to Bomeister, over to the far side. Frolik takes a feed from Bomeister, fires, he scores! L.A. fades with an Oakland booty. Ballard steps into the middle. He and Bomeister will trade. Ballard, quick try, shoots, he scores! Ball! The meatloaf! Panthers with a power play goal. They got a 1-0 lead. Stillman right out in front, sure they score! Make me a bicycle clown!
I like that.
Weiss swoops in, puts it back to the left. Point, that's deflected. Loose puck right out in front. There's Booth in the back, and he shoots, he scores! You did the motorboat, didn't you? David Booth gets the goal. Bomeister skates in the middle, fires a shot through screen. Scores! Jay Bomeister! Oh, good for you.
That's Christian Bale, of course. So you kind of get the idea. We'll play a couple more, and I'm trying to figure out now.
LA phase with an Oakland booty.
Oh, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Goal line to Stillman. He skates up. Face off. Dot. Turnaround shot. Traffic out in front. Loose puck. They shoot. They score! Bomeister! Pay that man his money. Here comes Kreps down the right side. He's got Skratsons with him. Kreps fires a shot. Rebound. They score! Pour some sugar on me. Campbell throws it out in front. Goes back to the point. Long shot. They shoot. They score! there's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond.
I think that might be right. Every time I watch this, I go, you know, this is something, whether you're a hockey fan or not, just waiting for that. And I wish there was a way to just steal it and incorporate. All we have are the Kings. I don't know how you could incorporate that.
Could you imagine Grant on one of those calls?
What? Yes.
Mm. LA fights with an Oakland booty.
Yes. Yes. I can.
You did the motorboat, didn't you?
Right after a Seth Curry three. Curry for three. Good. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond. But what if he did it without announcing it? He just started randomly doing it, and we never talked about it on the radio. We secretly gave him the lines. I think what would be better, the only thing better than Grant Napier doing that would be Gary Gerald doing that.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
That would be the equivalent, would be Gary Gerald. Grant works here. Grant's a TV guy. Put it on radio. Let Gary Gerald say L.A. face with an Oakland booty, and I'd probably die a happy man instantly.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you guys know who the real candidate is here, who the real person that we should be lobbying here.
Who's this?
It's Jason Ross.
Yeah, you know what?
Okay,
you're
good.
On it.
I was going to say
telling
that.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason's game.
You're 100% right. Because Jason came from the Jim Cosimore school, and Coz is the guy that would have done this.
Yes.
Coz is the guy that 1,000% when he was filling in, he would absolutely have taken this stuff on his show and somehow figured out a way to do that.
One of my favorite calls from Jason during a game was, "Oh my God, hide your women and children."
Jay is fantastic.
I mean, it was fantastic.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. Speaking of that, we'll come back. We'll take a quick break. Let's get into a little bit. Game one, NBA Finals tonight.
And Cal Thursday.
And what?
Cow Thursday.
Hey, it is Cow Thursday. Thanks for the cow isn't even in the room yet. Jeez, come in here, cow. Thank you. We'll continue with Cow Thursday, game one of the NBA Finals. We got a lot of crap to cover today. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHD.
I like big butts.
Yeah, I cannot lie. It's The Drive. Join Sports 1140 for UFC 199. Sir Mix-a-Lot's greatest song? Is it this one? I
can't name another one.
Oh, come on. You got Buttermilk Biscuits. You got Beepers.
Posse on Broadway.
Posse on Broadway. My Hoopty.
All right, guys. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jay.
I don't know any of the other
you don't
songs
know any?
They mentioned either.
Posse
name.
On Broadway? Beepers? No?
No.
We just have the Sir Mix-a-Lot morning.
Jay, let me ask you a question since you and I are the only Sir Mix-a-Lot people on the show. Did you ever call 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts?
No, not personally. By the time the song was out, I was pretty young, brother.
Oh, that.
Yeah. He just totally threw you under the senior bus.
I got thrown under the geriatric bus right there. I was old enough. So are the two of you, actually the three of you, did any of you ever own a pager?
No.
I had one.
Well, yes. There was a major technology issue where we grew up.
That's...
I mean, I didn't even get a cell phone until I moved off to college, and that was like out of necessity.
I got my first cell phone. My parents bought me when I was a junior in college.
Yeah, so that was,
a junior.
Yeah.
Jay, you had
guess
a
what my first ringtone was?
What?
The Golden Girls.
Oh, shocking. Jay, you had a pager?
Yeah, I had a pager, and then I upgraded to a two-way. Remember the two-ways?
I do.
I had a two-way for a while as well.
Man.
Did you ever have the alphanumeric pager, the one with the words that would come out, where people would, you'd call into a third party, you'd give the, hey, Katie, I'll be over at the party at 5 o'clock, and then the words actually show up on your phone?
No, I didn't have that. The first thing that I ever saw that had words was the two-way. That I thought it was so amazing that I could actually read something that you were typing into a phone.
How crazy was exactly? Exactly, and that was back in the day.
But you're letting everybody into your life, brother.
I know. It's so sad.
Smart Beep, Air Touch. What else you want to go?
I got, what was it? Sky Pager.
Sky Pager.
Actually, there was a number off of one of Sir Mix-a-Lot songs where you could call Sky Pager and leave him a message, and then it ended up being like, I was so disappointed because I tried to do like, hey, Sir Mix-a-Lot, you're the greatest. And it was like some old lady.
You're going to make me have to find the song now.
I forget what song it was.
My beeper.
He had a whole song about beepers. Big old 6-inch garage door opener. That was Sir Mix-a-Lot from Seattle. Join Sports 1140 for USC 199 this Saturday at the Draft Inside Arena Softball, 8288 Industrial Avenue in Roseville. Yeah, Luke Rockhold and Michael Bisping are fighting for Rockhold's strap, but ladies and gentlemen, this is Uriah Faber's card. Faber going for the belt versus Dominic Cruz, the third fight in their trilogy. Great food and drink specials. Hey, Katie, free batting cages and fuel play all for a $10 cover.
Trying to say something?
You said you've been to the batting cages once.
Once.
And I thought about that. You can go watch the UFC and do all the batting cages you want. Nate, you could go too. You can help her out a little bit. For more info, visit arenasoftball.com.
And Dave's already in fight mode on Thursday.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He's got his Faber gear on.
I know.
He's ready.
Yeah.
He's locked.
I'm not going to lie. There was a moment during our softball game last night where Kathy, who works here at the station, she does the traffic.
Yes.
Whatever. She turns to the bench, which I happen to be sitting on, and says, hey, who would like to start going to the batting cages during lunchtime? And I look at her straight face, and I was like, that's my nap time.
Yeah, I was like, try something else.
How is Kathy's kind of like the manager of the team, right?
She arranges everything. She does the lineup.
Is she also like coaching during the game a little bit at all?
Yeah.
Giving encouragement.
I don't know.
Saying hustle. Run it out.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all kind of do that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'd run my mouth a
Anybody
little bit.
On the team over-competitive?
Juan's pretty competitive.
Okay.
Yeah, Juan.
One that, when they, did you say Juan or Juan?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Juan.
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 But that's cool. I guess also kind of why I love him. But,
yeah. Okay.
But yeah, Juan takes a little more seriously than everyone else. But he's also the pitcher, so when he's getting squeezed, he...
Go to the bullpen?
Talking about, like, he'll get after the umpire.
Oh.
And, like, he gets mad when people don't swing at all his pitches. Like, what, you here to take a walk, bro?
Really?
I hope he's listening. I think he's hilarious.
There was a point last night where I thought that Jay was actually going to get into it with our...
Really?
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
Do you want to explain why maybe...
I forgot. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about... So... You know, my background comes from baseball,
like,
and
the actual sport,
SKD,
yeah.
The professional minor league, things like that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're sitting on third, but I'm sitting on third base, and I'm talking to Jason. And next thing you know, it's like one out, and somebody hits the ball in play, and I'm just kind of trotting, walking towards the home plate.
Now, I had seen
there's a line down each baseline that. There's like a horizontal line that slants out maybe towards
and
the backstop.
And you're thinking the guy that maybe did the lines
3 feet
was drinking.
Outwards of the foul line on each side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I see the line. I'm like, why is this line here anyway? Where I thought it was just for design. You know, a lot of times in baseball fields, you see a lot of different designs.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of casually strolling in the home plate because it's a bloop shot. And next thing you know, the ump turns around and says, you're out. I'm like, what do you mean I'm out, brother? I didn't even touch the base.
Yeah.
I stepped over the base, home plate meaning. And he's like, everybody's looking at me like, oh, you didn't know? And I'm like, no, I didn't know. What do you mean? What am I supposed to know?
Right.
Oh, you're supposed to walk outside of this imaginary, made-up ASA softball horizontally driven line.
You cannot touch home plate.
Which, to answer your question, goes back to the manager, right?
I would think so.
Never heard of it.
Never even seen
it in the softball.
I didn't know what it was at first, and then Nate was the first one to score for us, and he dove.
He did a somersault over the plate. What?
And I'm like, dude, you're like 2 feet away from
the ball
base.
Was still on the outfield.
I'm like, okay, whoever did these lines, someone was drinking. By the time they rounded third base and were coming home with your little chalk machine, they were drinking and they just, you know, couldn't do a straight line, right? No, apparently it's a rule, and you're not allowed to touch home plate.
From the 916, was Nate wearing his famous white soccer cleats while running like a gazelle in the outfield? Fastest guy this side of the Mississippi.
He's so fast.
I invited Nate to play a tourney last year, and he didn't disappoint. He ran balls down in the gaps and killed the roaches in the parking lot. A double threat guy. Attaboy Nate. Hashtag MVP. Oh. And that's from Brian.
Brian Scrimshire. What a guy.
Yeah.
By the way, he did have on the Ronaldo cleats.
Yeah.
Ronaldinho.
He sure did.
Oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
I've been called out.
You got, yeah, seriously, because that sounds extremely accurate. Here are the, since we blew through part of the segment, here, by the way, guys, are the slow pitch softball 10 commandments. Please let me know if you violated any of these.
Oh, oh, there's such a thing?
Number 10, thou shalt not argue with the opposing umpire.
Okay.
Number 9, thou shalt not wear baseball pants to play softball.
That's me, totally. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I can't be against that one because look at me. Yeah, like I should covered, be wearing yeah. pants and I refuse yeah. to.
So. All right, so 2 for 2 so far. I'm breaking the rules. Mm-hmm. Number 8, thou shalt not play more than twice a week.
You're only playing
once
a week.
Okay. 0 for 3, though. Like, that's not uncommon.
All right, number 7.
Oh, yeah. I disagree.
Thou shalt not wear batting gloves to play softball.
Oh, so many people.
Seriously?
That's stupid.
That's stupid.
I like to rub on my girlfriend.
Hey.
Here's what
he
it
likes
says.
A soft
she
hand.
Unlike working man's hands.
Says anyone who plays baseball knows you wear batting gloves for 2 reasons. The first is to keep your hands from getting blisters, and the second is to reduce the sting in your hands yes. after getting jammed. Neither applies when playing softball.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
Because there's a third reason too.
Why?
Because number one, you can get blisters. Number two, it's for in the field, not in this league. But when you're playing like serious competitive softball. Dude, they hit screamers yes. in the outfield. I got to wear a batting glove or I'm going to end up with broken fingers.
Really? Not,
or like sprained fingers.
Okay.
And for me, it's a feeling. Playing yeah. baseball, yeah. I couldn't play infield. I'm an infielder. I always had to have a glove under my yeah. glove. It's just a feeling.
Number you know what? Maybe that's what happened to me yesterday.
You didn't have the batting gloves?
I didn't have the batting gloves.
Number 6, thou shalt avoid pitching if possible. And it goes on to explain in rec league softball, you can die. You can die with a ball.
You have your face mask and your shin guard.
Yep.
Yeah.
While pitching?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Many guys yeah. do in tournaments.
I didn't know that. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. In tournaments, dudes wear basically catcher's gear.
Catcher's gear, yeah.
Number 5, the worst player on the team shall play catcher.
Pretty close.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's
I don't know. Our catcher's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, she hits the heck out of the ball, too. Yeah.
Number 4, I don't get this. Thou shalt not play with clinchers. For those of you that don't know, clinchers are softballs designed to reduce the speed of the ball off the bat. They're used in senior citizen leagues.
Oh, I thought they were talking
about,
like, clinching your butt cheeks.
Number three, love thy teammates. This should apply to all levels. Don't be overly critical of a player if he or she boots a ball or pops up with the bases loaded. Any of that yesterday?
No, none of that.
No, no.
I'm positive.
Number 2, honor thy commitment to softball. These are the top 10 things you do with softball, rec league softball. It's saying, I guess, don't take it too seriously. Show up every week, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course,
but don't play too often because then you're lame.
Right. It just says honor apparently. Your commitment. And then number 1, thou shalt not take softball so seriously. So with the exception, really, of arguing with umpires, wearing baseball pants, wearing batting gloves, you guys pretty much took care of it.
I would say so.
All right. And Marty from Philly, who played on the
he's on KVIE.
Yeah, he said you were just fine, Katie.
Oh, thank
he
you.
Says he says, well, he just says.
Just a really good group of people. That
a good
that,
group
I mean,
of people.
Like everyone in the league, like the whole media league. It's just,
yeah.
there's not, I don't know.
I know you guys
it's
do
competitive,
more.
But there's
it's
not, like, yeah, there's not yeah. like tension, hostility type of stuff.
I know you guys do mornings and all that, but was there, do you know if there were, was there socializing and libations afterwards where everybody gathered?
I went straight home.
I was there for about 90 minutes.
Me and Katie dipped.
Yeah, I know.
You're gone by the final pitch.
We mm-hmm. had the beer at 5 in the morning, brother.
Yeah.
You know?
Game 1 tonight. Lots of conversation going on. We have a ton of sound for you guys. We have Billy Donovan, Kevin Durant, but we'll start with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, their comments on tonight's game and all kinds of stuff as we head into Game 1, 6 p.m. We'll be right back. It's The Drive. We'll preview that next. Sports 1140 KHDK. I care what people think. It's A Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. It's here. It seems like it's been forever. It really hasn't, but Game 1 NBA Finals tonight, 6 o'clock, Warriors-Cavs, or Cavs-Warriors, at the Roracle, as the Warrior fans call it. Oakland, going to be hopping. A lot of stuff going on surrounding this game. Yes, Katie?
John Legend is singing the national anthem.
Is he
tonight.
Really?
Yes.
He's good.
I'm upset about that.
Why?
Because I love John Legend,
okay.
and I want to be able to watch it, but I'm going to be in a car on the way up to the middle of nowhere.
Oh, you're leaving tonight?
Yeah.
When you're not gonna make it there on time?
Yeah,
well,
good point.
Here's the problem: morning radio. I need to before I get in my car and drive for 5 hours. I need to take a nap before I leave.
Mm. And so Come on, tough it out.
I gotta leave about one or two, and that's gonna put me. If I leave at one, I might get there right at the beginning of the game.
You know what you do? You stop at the Bernie Bowl and catch the national anthem.
Yeah, you just stop, sit, watch it. Some
just hang
sport.
Out. Yeah, there are plenty of outposts in the middle of nowhere. I'm sorry, I'll ask you at the
bar. How long is the drive again?
5 hours.
5 hours. So, and a good day for it too, because you're feeling a little under the weather.
I feel just phenomenal.
It's great.
Right now. Yeah.
Perfect time to be in a car for 5 hours.
That's awesome.
Steph Curry was asked about the MVP and ranking and all that stuff of players, and it sounded like he got a little bit annoyed.
I'm not in the business of ranking or debating who's what. At the end of the day, it's about winning, and the fact that we won the championship last year and last team standing, obviously, is what was most important to me.
Well, what about, you know, LeBron James versus you?
It's really annoying for me to kind of be in, that's not what I'm playing for, to be the face of the NBA, to be this or that, or to take LeBron's throne or whatever. You know, I'm trying to chase rings, and that's all I'm about. So that's where the conversation stops for me.
A little salty stuff there.
I like it.
Do you feel like he got his attitude shifted a little bit when they went down 3-1?
Absolutely.
They got a little bit of a scare, and now
I like that.
Business mode.
I like what he's saying. Mm-hmm. They're ready to go. They've been working all year for this. They came back from 3-1 against the Thunder. They're salty. They're pissed. Mm-hmm. They're annoyed.
He's kind of been aw shucksy guy for most of the year, and this was not that.
I like what he's saying, but did we expect any different response regardless of if they went down 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals? No, I
don't think he would have been as salty about it. I mean, there it kind of sounds like he's getting annoyed with the question.
Yeah.
Where it's like, dude, I've got.
And these questions, I mean, they're legitimate.
I think he would have said the same thing, but in kind of more of a, I'm going to say this with a smile, you know, Gary Radner style.
Yesterday, you get a chance to talk to LeBron James and media availability. And what is the question? What is the stupidest question you could possibly think of? Have you ever taken an Uber?
Oh. Well,
I was not even going to go there.
They asked Steph Curry that, and he answered.
I was in an Uber yesterday, and guy was talking to me about all the three different things going on, and just the excitement on him for that 10-minute drive he had, just kind of that in a nutshell speaks volumes about how much sports means to the fans around here. So excited to be a part of that, obviously, on the court here at Oracle, but I'll be watching the other two events as well.
Am I missing something, or is there something going on with, like, them asking, like, is Uber, like, a sponsor of the...
Well, they're getting a lot of good advertising.
I mean, because they are asking the players freaking Uber questions and media availability for the finals. And then, you know, like, Shaq the other day, like, trying to wear disguises and go as a Lyft driver. Like, am I missing something? Well, something going on right now?
Here's LeBron on Uber.
LeBron, Joe Vargan, Cleveland.com. A quick, funny one. Have you ever taken an Uber?
That is funny!
I have, but I don't have an account.
I don't have an account.
So this is interesting.
Yeah.
So the guy was from Cleveland, right? He's a Cleveland reporter. So what if we found out that real, actual radio, TV, paper reporters were getting paid, let's say $5,000, if they were able to get LeBron's staff or any of the principals to answer questions about that product.
Was that much of a reach? I mean,
I don't think it is.
There's the ethical question, but you've got, like, Cleveland.com can do that. You wouldn't see someone from the Sacramento Bee doing it.
Certainly not, but I'll ask
you
this.
Advertising and journalism, quote-unquote, is now hand-in-hand.
Nate, the Kings are in the finals. They're taking on the Cavaliers. And Uber contacts you, and they give you a list. And let's say LeBron James, because this is actually, I think, could be legitimate. I don't think I'm exaggerating here. They say, we'll pay you $50,000. If you can get LeBron James or Steph Curry to answer an Uber question, we'll pay you $35 for Klay Thompson or Kevin Love. They give you a whole list.
Wow.
Now, when I say $50,000, I don't think that is by any means too high. When you base what is that $50,000 getting Uber when this clip is getting played, they just got two commercials on our station for free. Nate, do you ask the question?
Of course.
Of course I do, too.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
But now,
and it's not illegal.
But then again, Uber can't use that as advertising.
And then again, Nate is not a journalist. He
it's
is
true. I'm a commentator. Get it right.
That's fine.
I'm going to tell you all about it in about 4 minutes.
You tell us. Yeah, exactly. This is The Drive. We'll be back. We continue with our final preview. Sports 1140 KHDK.